You have the establishment wing of the Republican Party and the populist wing. Roy Moore is a favorite among social conservatives.
This past Tuesday in the Alabama U.S. Senate special election, former Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court, Roy Moore, won the Republican primary with 39% of the vote. Senator Luther Strange came in second with 33%. Rounded out, Congressman Mo Brooks, who represents the 5th District, which is in the northern part of the state, wound up with 20%. So we turn to Professor Spencer Kimball of Emerson College. Professor, can you explain what happened as we sit here on this Monday, August 21st edition of Emerson College Polling Weekly?
Well, thank you, Larry. And yeah, it was a very exciting night on Tuesday. A lot of polls showed Moore and Strange in dead heats. Our poll, and this is what's really important for our listeners, is that the numbers are one thing. The interpretation of those numbers in these podcasts are very important, because even though in our poll had Strange winning by 3, when we talked about it, we said, hey, this is a dead heat and could simply go either way. What we were really focused in on was that there was going to be a runoff election because neither candidate was going to get to 40%. But when we take a look at the state, Moore did what we expected him to do in that southeastern portion, which is the 2nd District. It's kind of the southeastern under Montgomery. And he carried that area very strongly. Where he overperformed was in the Mobile area in the southwestern part, and better along the eastern part of the state as well. Brooks did what we expected out of the 2nd District up in Huntsville, but Strange just wasn't able to get enough of the vote in that central area. And what was really interesting was watching President Trump come out and stump for Strange on Twitter and giving that endorsement, because Trump in Alabama has a 58% approval rating. They trust him over the media nearly 2-1. So the question in the primary was, could the Trump endorsement carry Strange over the finish line, get him to 50%? What we clearly saw was that it did not. And now we move on to the runoff election for September 26th.
September 26th is the date. We're going to circle it. But why wait until then? Do give us your take now on the race.
Sure. So Moore carried 60 out of 67 of the counties, which means that Strange is going to have to make a serious game change. But that's there because Moore carried 39% of the vote, and in a one-on-one primary now, he's got to get to 50%. This reminds me a lot of what happened in the Ossoff race in Georgia earlier this summer, when he won the primary in a jungle primary with 48%, but was unable to get to that 50% mark in the runoff. The question will be, can Moore pick up 10% of Brooks and Pittman's vote? The congressman and Pittman were able to get about 25% of the vote on Tuesday. How is that going to break? Does the more conservative Brooks vote go with Strange, or do they break back with Moore? And that's really going to determine, as of today, Brooks has not yet endorsed either candidate. And so it'll be real interesting to see where those voters go in the next couple of weeks.
Emerson College Polling Society projected this runoff for the Republican side. Let's shift gears to the Democrat side. Doug Jones, he took it in a – go ahead, Spencer.
I was just going to say, Doug Jones ran away with it. By nearly 40 points. And again, this is why it's important that people don't just look at numbers. They actually listen to the podcast, because as we discussed it, we said, well, we have him at 40. Kennedy is next up at 23%. But we expected him to get to that 50% mark because of the high number of undecided voters in the Democratic primary. So while it was a little surprising that he was able to clear the 60% mark, there was not a surprise that he was able to take that nomination. And he's the more conservative of the Democratic candidates that might be able to give a challenge to whoever the Republicans nominate next month.
It's duly noted that of all the pre-election polls, ECPS was the only one which had Jones winning. So credit to you there, Professor. Anyways, we mentioned on last week's show that your polling also looked at the potential governor's race in 2018. So let's get into the detail there, as we promised. What did we learn there, Spence?
So in the governor's race, Right now, we have Kay Ivey, who is was appointed governor. She's the first female governor since George Wallace's wife. And the governor's race in Alabama, there was always going to be a Republican primary because the sitting governor, Bentley, was term limited. So you have these two fellows, one public service commissioner, Twinkle Kavanaugh, running, and Auburn, former Auburn head coach Tommy Tuberville running. But right now, it looks like Kay Ivey, if she wants the nomination, can have it. She got 47% of the vote. Twinkle was at 10%, and Tuberville was around 13%. So she's got a substantial lead outside the poll's margin of error, and would most likely take the nomination if she decides to run.
That is the old college football coach for the Auburn Tigers, Tommy Tuberville. I cannot help but notice that in that poll up on EmersonCollegePollingSociety.com, you actually asked about the blood feud between the two D1 college football programs in the state of Alabama. Kickoff for college football is a couple weeks away now, so Auburn and Alabama football, you polled it. Who's got the bigger fan base in that state?
Well, I guess it comes to no surprise to those fans in Alabama, but the Crimson Tide is the team for Alabama. 49% of respondents said that they were fans of Alabama Crimson Tide versus 19% who said who said Auburn. But what's interesting there is, as you mentioned, Tommy Tuberville is the former Auburn coach. So we were able to look at a crosstab to see would Auburn fans vote for Tuberville over Ivy. And it turns out that he loses still 39-26 to Ivy amongst just the Auburn fans. Alabama fans aren't really big fans of Tuberville. Only 7% of them said they would vote for him in a GOP primary.
Professor Spencer Kimball for the Emerson College Polling Society, we thank you for providing this imperative information to our public.
Thank you.
Coming up on August 28th, Emerson College Polling Weekly will be reviewing the 2016 presidential polls and what we can learn from last cycle. There was a lot to be learned, if that is an understatement. So, to obtain immediate access to the release, subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.